One summer's morning, a little tailor seated at his table by the window was sewing as hard as he could. He was in the best of moods. A peasant woman came down the street crying, "Good cream for sale, good cream for sale. Come here, good woman, there's a buyer over here." The smell of that lovely cream spread as far as the walls, which were covered with flies. They all crowded round the bread. "Hey, who invited you?" said the little man, and he chased the importunate guests away. But the flies, who could not understand his language, would not be put off. They returned in still greater numbers. This time he lost his temper, and taking a piece of cloth from his drawer, he said, "Wait a minute, I'll give you some." And he struck down pitilessly. After this great blow, he counted the casualties. No fewer than 7 lay dead, with legs stretched up. Admiring his own valor, he exclaimed, "What a vigorous fellow I am. The whole town must know. The whole world must be told." He hastily made himself a belt and embroidered on it in large letters, 7 with 1 blow. He put it on, and then, having resolved to travel through the world, set out manfully on his way. As he was a light and lively person, he could walk on without becoming tired. When he had been walking for a long time, he came to a palace garden, and feeling a little tired, he lay down on the lawn and went to sleep. The passers-by began to look at him from all sides and read the writing on his belt. 7 with 1 blow. Oh, they said, this must be some powerful person. And they went to inform the king of his presence. Accompanied by his people, the king addressed the little tailor in these terms. You who have killed 7 in 1 blow, I am going to ask you to save us from 3 great dangers which threaten our land. First, you will save us from the wild boar. Then you will save us from the 2 giants. Lastly, you will save us from the unicorn. If you are successful in these 3 doughty feats, we shall reward you with 1/2 our kingdom, and we shall grant you the hand of our daughter, the princess. The king then withdrew. So the little tailor left to seek out the wild boar. He did not take the hunters with him into the woods. Alone he approached the animal, which was browsing peacefully. Thank you. When the boar discerned the tailor, it threw itself on him, foaming at the mouth and displaying its threatening tusks to gore him with. But our agile hero took refuge in a chapel which stood nearby and emerged from it at once by leaping through the window. The beast had followed him in, but with two bounds the tailor hurled himself at the door and shut it behind him. Being too heavy and massive to take the same way out as the tailor, the savage animal was thus captured. Having accomplished this feat, the tailor called the hunters to see the prisoner with their own eyes. The peasants ran up to make a feast for him and celebrated their benefactor's victory. Trembled beneath the footsteps of the two giants, from whom the little tailor fled as though lost. Without wasting any time, he filled both his pockets with pebbles and clambered up a tree. Having arrived at the clearing, the giants lay down and were soon fast asleep. The little tailor slid along a branch and threw his pebbles one after the other at one of the giants. That giant eventually woke up and, elbowing his companion, said,
What are you hitting me for?
You're dreaming, replied the other. I haven't touched you. So the first giant went back to sleep. And the little tailor dropped a pebble onto the second giant.
Hey, What's this? He said. Here, why are you hitting me?
I'm not touching you, said the other, grumbling.
But the little tailor began his trick again, and choosing the largest pebble, threw it with all his might at the first giant's chest.
That's enough of that, he cried, and throwing himself like a madman at his companion, thrust him against a tree with such violence that it shook. The other one retaliated, and they went at it so relentlessly that in their fury they uprooted trees and used them to deal one another such frightful blows that both ended by falling to the ground, dead.
Then the little tailor came down from his post, and the knights, amazed at this prodigious feat, paid him military honors.
Everything's gone very well so far. The giant and the wild boar. But the unicorn, that's quite another matter. Oh, why did I ever leave my home? When shall I get back to my shop again?
Poor little tailor went into the woods trembling. He had not long to wait before the unicorn charged him as though to pierce him through.
gently, gently, said the tailor, not too fast. And he waited motionless until the beast came close. Nimbly behind a tree trunk, the unicorn, having leapt as hard as it could towards the tree, stuck in its horn so deeply that it hadn't enough strength to remove it, and thus it was captured.
Seven in one blow, our dear seven in one blow. You have justified our confidence in you. You have freed the land from the wild boar, from the giants, and from the unicorn. So you shall receive half my kingdom and the royal insignia for my hand, the crown of laurel for my wife's hand, and the princess's hand from her own hand, as it were.
Thus began the nuptial celebrations, and the little tailor was fêted by the people of that kingdom for a long time afterwards.
So ends the story of the little tailor.